Hare Krishna. Prahlad had mentioned in the beginning of his teachings, Durlabam Manusham Janma Tadapi Adruvam Artadam. The human form of life, of course it is temporary like any other body. Nevertheless, it is Artadam. It's very purposeful. He said, why? Because in this short human span of life, one can attain Krishna consciousness and perfect one's life and go back to Godhead. But later he used another word, artha vihatam. The purposeful human body can become a purposeless, useless body by one's mistake in life. And what is the mistake? He said, when the jiva becomes ajitendriya and he has ashanta kamam. His senses are uncontrolled, and ashanta kama means his desires are endlessly multiplying. Such a jiva, he makes his life artha vihatam, he said. He destroys the human purpose of life, and he becomes submerged in samsara, he said. How does one become ajitendriya? He said, kutumba posha, kutumba rama, sneha pasha baddha. These are the words he used. Kutumba posha means when one makes the materialistic life, nourishing the materialistic life, the goal of life. My business, my sense gratification, my enjoyment. In this way, he is giving posha only to that. Then he becomes Kutumba Rama. Kutumba Rama is same as Indriya Rama. And then due to that, he becomes Sneha Pasha Baddha. He becomes bound by the ropes of asha, pasha, satair, baddha, kama, krodha, parayana, as Krishna says. So one becomes bound by the network of affection and illusion. And because of all these things, one becomes ajitendriya. And as ashanta kama, why his desires in the mind keep multiplying? Because of artha trishnam. Artha trishna actually means thirst for more and more accumulation of wealth, for satisfying more and more desires that keep arising in his mind. In this way, when he becomes ajitendriya and avitripta kama or ashanta kama, these are the words he uses. The result of these things is human body becomes artha vihatam. He destroys the purpose of human body. So we can just do the opposite of all these things. Instead of being ajitendriya, instead of being a kutumba posh, kutumba aram, and sneha pasha baddha, the same thing should be directed towards Krishna. Samsiddhir hari toshanam. Varnashram acharavata purushena parappuman nanyat. Vishnu raradita panta nanyat tat toshakaranam. So Vishnu tosh or samsiddhir hari toshanam. The same meaning. One does that through all one's kaya, vacha, manasa, pravritti and avoiding the kaya, vacha, manasa, nivrittis. By doing this, then one will become Atmaram instead of being Indriyaram. So when one becomes Atmaram, then eventually, because of such spiritual absorption, one becomes Jitendriya. And the nature of Krishna consciousness is, as you know, Klesha Agni Shubhada, it immediately produces a deep sense of inner satisfaction, and one stops to chase after the mirage of material illusion and monetary accumulation. So then one can become, instead of Ashanta Kama, one can become Shant. Krishna Bhakta Nishkama Atayeva Shanta. So in this way, then instead of making Artha Vihatam, human body a waste of time, energy and everything, one can make it tadapi adruvam artadam. It can be made purposeful. Therefore, the human body is especially awarded to us for Mukunda Charanambujam, for taking shelter of Lord Mukunda, by taking whose shelter one attains all happiness and all perfection in one's life. And all this knowledge will become awakened and will become established in our heart and will become very easy to be applied and practiced when one begins with the tongue has two activities. One is to eat prasadam, and another one is to chant the holy name. Ata Sri Krishna Namadi Nabaved Grahyam Indriyaihi Sevon Mukhehi Jihvado Swayameva Suratyadaha. This verse says that the spiritual subject matter is very difficult, and we cannot comprehend it with our dull, gross, material senses, which always are impure and chasing after impurity. If you really want to understand Krishna, His holy name, His personality, His pastimes, all these things, He says, Sevon Mukhehi Jihvado. One has to do two types of service, eat prasad and chant the holy name. And by doing these things, gradually the senses, as they become purified, the spiritual revelation will dawn in the heart of a devotee by this simple process of chanting the holy name. And then one can make the human form of life purposeful and successful. Harinam Prabhu ki.